that you are in our midst. Hear us, we pray, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If you look at your Sunday service bulletin, the program, the induction service, the theme is very clear. Present yourself to God as one approved. Present yourself to God as one approved. Can you tell your neighbor like that? Present yourself to God as one approved, not to men. Present yourself to God. And I think worldwide, and especially in the urban areas, if you want to put a building, it has to be approved. And in case you do a building which is not approved by the authorities, it is going to be brought down. If God was going around looking at our Christian faith, I don't know how many of us who stand as Christians would be told you are not worthy to stand in the presence of God because God does not approve you. You are disapproved. Present, do your best. Paul tells Timothy in verse 15, do your best, because it is not easy. You have to put a lot of effort. Do your best. It is not easy. Do your best. Do your best to start to present yourself to God as one who is approved. But the problem you're having these days in the church and most of the praises is that people are not presenting themselves to God, they are presenting others. Yes. Sometimes you come to the church and you see people are just talking. They are talking about somebody. They are talking about that pastor. They are talking about that elder. They are talking about that choir member. They are talking about youth. Do your best to present yourself. Before you present others, first present yourself. How is she dressed today? Do you get his English? Where did he go to school? What kind of a minister? If you compare Dorcas and Elizabeth and Kariuki, and do your best to present yourself to God. Do your best to present yourself to God. If you stood in the presence of God, would he approve you? And he goes ahead and tells him, warn them before God against quarreling about words. Because these days, we don't fight a lot of physical. It is quarreling about words. Quarreling about words. Quarreling. Talking about one another. By the way, even going too far to even measure people's spiritual matter. They are even, by the way, that's not good. That's not an English word. That is in my vocabulary. So I know the principle is here. There are people even in the church who have spiritual matters. They even know who is saved and who is not saved. And they know whether their elder is filled of the Holy Spirit. Wetu anakaa kama amebakisha. Hata yule mchungaji tumetumiwa ni atigetie. Anabakisha one boiling point. Ni atigetie ke? Angalia mwanzako muulize, wewe unakuwaga na spiritual meta? There are people who even, they have even spiritual matters. Wanajua kuwekelea watu. wanajua yule ambaye amejazwa na wale, na yule hajafanya nini? Hajajazwa. So many spiritual matters. Uliza mwenzako whether he has one. And in case you talk about other people's spiritual things, then you have a spiritual matter. And you need to put it aside and go in the presence of God, present yourself to God as one who is approved. Who cannot get ashamed. He says, a worker who does not need to be ashamed. No wonder. We are so many workmen in God's house who bring a lot of shame, a lot of shame, a lot of shame to the word of God. You find people just coming from an intercessory prayer. Intercessory prayer. Where they have prayed, they have spoken tongues, they are just filled. Even they have lost their voices. But by the time they finish, they end up with ungodly chatter. And by the way, it comes so well. And the way they greet you with a hug. Oh, yes, my dear. Tumekaa siku nyingi bila kuonana. And then they gave their testimony. Then after that, by the way, have you met so and so? Unajua hata alilala nje. The husband has taken a month before he has come back to the house. These are intercessors. The Bible says, avoid godless chatter. Because those who indulge in it become more and more ungodly. That is verse 17. Verse 16. Avoid godless chatter. Even in your WhatsApp group, I know you always keep on forwarding godless chatter. Bwana mnaniangalia vibaya. Si hata leo umepost. Kazi yako ni kuforward godless chatters. Hebu uliza mwenzako, leo umeforward ngapi? How many have you forwarded on the godless chatters? Godless chatters. Avoid godless chatters. Because those who indulge in it become more and more ungodly. No wonder there is a lot of ungodliness in the houses of prayer. And you know the devil is very strategic. Look at the language. Yes, my dear. That's how he started very well. Praise the Lord. Then after a few minutes, you are no longer praising the Lord. You are already in godless chatters. Coming from intercessory prayers, coming from church choir. You see people being left in very strategic corners. And when you go there, you may think they are giving out testimonies or encouraging one another. Kube, they are talking about one of their choir members who has just left. Most of the meetings we go before and even after, full of godless chatter. And Paul goes ahead and names two gentlemen here. One is called Hymenaeus and the other one is Philetus. Hebu niulize kwa kwaya. Kwaya iko wapi by the way? Kwaya. Kuna kuanga na Philetus. Kuna kuanga na Philetus. Is there Hymenaeus there? In the woman's guild, do we have Hymenaeus there or a Philetus? And if you know there is one, tell them they need to present themselves to God as people who are approved of God. Do your best. It is not easy. Do your best, but present yourself to God as one who is approved worker. I like Paul when he talks about this. He goes ahead and talks about these gentlemen, Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have departed from the truth. And he talks about that they believe. Then he says in verse 19 that nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm. When people talk bad about you, when people say anything about you, don't listen to their testimony. Listen to the testimony from the Lord. I like this song that says, which report shall you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Here, the scripture reference which he has done is from Numbers 16. That is verse 19. That is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, where he says that, nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription, the Lord knows who are his, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. Here, we've done the scripture reference from Numbers chapter 16, where we have Korah, Nathan, and Abiram, who stood against Moses. They felt their time has come. They felt they were so hurried. I don't have time to read all that. Go and read for yourself, because that's a scripture reference. That's where Paul is quoting. Nevertheless, God saw his foundation stands firm. That even when they try to shake your ministry, even when they try to shake you, don't listen to them. Look at God's solid foundation. The foundation that cannot be shaken. They may swing you around, right, left, back, and forward. But God's solid foundation cannot be shaken. It is what I did to Moses. The Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And they felt they are also up to the task. And they told Moses, you think you are so hurry? You think you are so hurry than beyond every other person who is here? We can also read this congregation. And they looked for their families. And they also looked for about 250 men. And they ganged against Moses. And they said, we can also read these people. You are not the only two people who can read us. And Moses told them, let's go in the presence of God. Can you do a sacrifice? And you also do our sacrifice. And we see who is going to be acceptable. In fact, I don't have time to read. But Moses tells them, let's go in the presence of God and see whom the Lord chooses. That's why the Bible says that nevertheless, God saw his foundation. Start from in this inscription. The Lord knows who are his. And God was supposed to make a choice between Moses and Aaron on one side and Korah, Dathan, and Abiram on the other side. And they were supposed to do a sacrifice. And God was to choose whoever was to lead the Israelites. But can I tell you, friends, when Nathan, Korah, and Abiram, as they were preparing to make the sacrifice with their 250 men, the ground was open and they were swallowed. Today, I want to tell you today that those people who have been against you, their day is coming in the name of Jesus. And it's going to happen in the day, in a very bold day, light. The Lord knows who are his. Start in God's solid foundation. Mchungaji, even as you do your work here, start firm. Know there is a Lord who cannot be shaken, because we serve a mighty God. And then when they were swallowed, and people could just hear cries. And after that, lightning came. And the 250 men were struck by lightning. And all the congregation, that one, what was on the other side, shifted and came running back to Moses and telling Moses, oh, we don't want to stay with them. We want to walk with you. And a sacrifice had to be done. for these people. Sometimes people may oppose you. They may not know, they may not understand what you are doing in your ministry. Stand firm. God's solid foundation stands, and it can never be shaken. They may shake you for a while, but they cannot shake God. Praise be to God. God can never be shaken. Continue studying in his name. God's salvation, God's solid foundation was seen when the people started coming back to Moses saying, can you pray for us? We need your prayers. We have realized that the sacrifice we are making, the sacrifice from Korah, from Dathan and Abiram, was a shaky foundation. I don't know what you've been going through. People have been against you. It doesn't matter the crowd. Remember, even more when Moses stood, most of the crowd was with Korah. They were able to incite the people. They had despised Moses. And they were going with the majority. But remember, God does not go with majority. He starts with his word. Within a short time, they were swallowed. They were swallowed by the earth. And can I tell you something? If you make God your solid foundation, your enemies will be swallowed. I don't know how they will be swallowed, but they will be swallowed. I'm not saying that there will be an earth somewhere that is going to make a crack and they'll be swallowed. But there are different kinds of swallowing. Tell your friend, there are different kinds of swallowing. There will be your enemies, you be my enemies, you be what a mighty God we, because God's solid foundation stands. You are not getting me. God's solid foundation stands firm. It can never be. Hata kama ni Moshe na itakuja na ifanya nini? Na iende. Wataogea. I remember one day where I was ordained quite many years because I entered the ministry when I was not even married. I was quite young. And there was quite a lot of problem. You know, you go somewhere, people just look at you down. They ask you, what is your age? And you think they are asking you because of maybe for a good reason. Oh, when they look at you, so yeah, you must be the age of the youngest son in my family. So you are that young, eh? You are that young. Lakini tutafanya tu. Then after some time, the same person goes and he wants me to join. In the people here, you know, there are people who hate people and they also want you to be part of them. You can help them to hate other people. You know, there are people who are like that. If I hate somebody, I want you to help me to hate them. So he also wanted to recruit me because he had recruited so many people. And I refused to be recruited. And then he said, oh, okay. And then he came and asked me, by the way, how much do you earn? He wanted to know how much so that he can pay me. And then he realized, oh, this is a match you earn. Then he told me, oh, he made sure that the shirts and the Korah would not be paid for so that I can be shaken. But I remained on this God's solid foundation. Can I tell you something? After 1 year, he came looking for me. Praise be to God. I was not in that parish, but he came looking for me. And after another 10 years, when I was serving Rogere before I went to St. Andrews, I decided to travel one day to pass of Kinago. And I found the man tired, worn out, walking. I had to give the same man a lift. Are you getting me? Because God's solid foundation stands. It cannot be moved by money. It cannot be moved by what people say about you. Because we believe in God's solid foundation. Now, I have no time to preach. No time is really gone. But Paul talks. He says that in a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. But imagine in such kind of a church, if God was rating us in terms of gold, silver, wood, and clay, how many would be labeled gold? You know, gold is very rare. Na hata ikiwekwa kwa moto haifanyi nini? Haichomeki. I know in such a congregation, you'd get very few gold. But how many silvers? But even silvers are very rare, even in such a congregation. But God, but we were praying that God may provide several golds and silvers in his service, and even in his, and even in the service of God. But can I tell you, in most of the congregation, what do we find? So much wood. You know, gold and silver is very much hidden. But wood, it is far everywhere. No wonder there is a lot of smoke in the house of God. Look at your neighbor, ask them, are you silver? Are you gold? Or you are wood? Why would you rate you? No wonder the last one is even very bad because it is clay. Watu kupakana tu matope. Umepaka wagapi wiki hii na mwaka huu? Sini wegi. Where would God put you? If God came and look at us spiritually, where would God praise you? Would you be that God which is very expensive, clean, silver, where it is hidden? But would you be wood, which whenever it is burnt, there's a raft of smoke? Would you be clay? Whenever it is touched, you get a lot of dirt. I'm telling you, there are some Christians, when you interact with them, there's no gold, there's no silver. It's only a lot of smoke. And if you not smoke, there's a lot of clay. Angalia mwenzako, uangalia kama anakaa gold, au ni clay, au ni wood. Na ikiwa ni gold, you can raise up your heart. There is only two. And silver from that side, kuna silver upande huo? Hakuna. How many wood? Several. Atichukua ni mikono. Most of us are in the wood group, isn't it? But you are going to present ourselves to be approved of? That's why the Bible is saying, do your best. Can you tell your friend, do your best? Utoke kwa wood. Sinaona wengi ni mauzi kwa huku. Hata inastara mmekaa nao, inakaa? Lakini mmejaribu, si mtumetoka kwa kre. We are headed to? Mjipigieni makofi. Those are the woods. I hope by the time I start here next time, they have gone to silver. Na mimi nakaa gani? Nakaa hata hiyo hiyo tu. But I'm doing my best to present myself to God as one who is approved. And you know, it is God who is going to approve. It is not us. You know, when we look at you, we may rate you as gold or silver, but when God looks at you, it is the one who is going to approve you. As I come to close, the second reading, Mark chapter 2, 1 to 12. There is this. Jesus was preaching in Capernaum. And most of the commentaries think probably he was preaching in Peter's house. And of course, you know those days, those houses were not very big. And people had, but Jesus Christ was there. They had come in large numbers. So in that small house, of course, it must not have been as big as this hall, because it was somebody's house. It was not a church. So it must have been a very small house. And those who have gone to Israel, if you go there to Capernaum and you find those houses, the kind of houses they have put there, because I've gone there twice, they are not very big. And you can imagine being in one house, probably it was the size of this, where we are now, the ministers here. And the Bible says and records that they were just there, the house was full, and there were also some people who are so many outside the door. And then there was these four men who were carrying a person who was paralytic. And then they come here. They want to find way. Nobody is giving them way. And this is what you find in most of the churches. What wanajifanya? There is somebody here who wants to see Jesus. somebody here is sick, but they are very busy. Kwa nini amechelewa? By the way, were those people outside the door listening? Were they getting what Jesus was saying? Wakiri kamana. Do you think they were getting what Jesus? Jesus is inside, but the others were out. And here there is somebody who is already paralytic. Somebody who is paralyzed. He wants to get inside, but they are saying there is no room. There is no room. And when I look at the church these days, and in most of the groups and most of the Christians, we are like these people who are seated there, out there. Amecherewa wapi? Kwanini munataka kumuona? Kwanini musikoje? And you know the Bible records that the power of healing was with Jesus. And they were not making use of that healing. But they don't want this somebody who is already paralyzed to be healed. These four men came and realized, wakaangalia, they said, oh, this is the way you had you people, Christians. You are not allowing other people to get in. They went, looked for a rope. Na wakatafuta nyondo. This is not in your Bible. It is in Kamade's Bible. He looked for a very good hammer. Alafu they went up. Na wakaanza kugonga gonga nyumba. Wakaanza kugonga. What is going to happen in the house? What do you think if it was Kamara's house? What would you do if it was in your house? And Jesus Christ is there. Everybody came into. Everything came into. Sad still. Stones na vitu vingine vianza kuaguka. Because there was a sick person who wanted to be healed. Angalia mwenzako umuulize. Wewe, are you a broke? Have you been broking people to see Jesus? You know, sometimes you may be, you may not be. You may be a broke. When people come to see Jesus, when people want to receive salvation, and people want to experience the goodness of God, instead of directing them to Jesus, you are so conservative. By the way, some of the churches and some of the districts and some of the places of worship need somebody to come up with a hammer so that people may receive Jesus. Wengine lazima wagongerewe kutoka juu ili wengine waone Yesu. Umekuwa mtu wa roho gumu. Make or do your best to present yourself to God as one who is approved. Sometimes our conservativeness thinks that other people are making noise when we come and people need our services. Lazima mtu akuje na nyundo. Somebody has to come with a hammer. And when the hammer comes, you say that the person is making a lot of noise. Some churches need somebody who is brave enough so that we can have churches in the church. I don't know whether there is a lot of conservative here in St. Andrews that prevent people from seeing Jesus. We need ministers of the gospel who come up with a hammer and create disturbance so that people can find Jesus. Is Dorcas that brave? Is Gary that brave? Are the elders we have here ready to present themselves? Do your best. Present yourself to God as one approved so that you cannot be ashamed on whatever you do for the Lord. Let's stand up. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that said, Alleluia. Me.
us, Lord, but now our father was blind, but now I see.
As you sing that song, I want you to present yourself to God. Present yourself. Ask yourself, am I approved in the presence of God? When God looks at me, would he just disapprove me? Am I worthy to stand in the presence of God? Am I involved in God's charter? Do I keep on going from God and God to God every day? I need that touch that comes from God. Is God your firm foundation? Do you go being refreshed when people talk ill about you? God is saying tonight, God